It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. What go on? Hey, okay. So, just a recap for you. On the Super Bowl 2024, Kansas City won. That's Taylor's boo. Okay, so I think that, yeah, that's Taylor's boo. So, that's who we wanted to win, right? Taylor Swift, yeah. The Kelsey guy, terrible. I don't even know who's playing or anything. I'm trying. But the halftime show, okay? Because it was all about Usher. That's why we went there to see. And it was okay. It was okay for me. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It brought me back Usherism, and I'm glad for that. Want to start playing some old songs? You got me so caught up. Feeling it, caught up. Yes, I was singing in the bathroom, but it was a great performance. I mean, what can you really expect from 12 minutes or 15 minutes is what they give them. So it felt more like 7 minutes to me, but everybody else seems to think that it was between 12 and 15 minutes. And it was so many little snippets. I think that's why I kind of wasn't there, because I wanted to just hear my song. But he can't play my song because he can't play all of my songs. But he brought out every black artist that Emma have, and it was so wonderful to see all that beautiful blackness. And that was dope. It really was a dope show. It was dope. And I look forward to going to see Usher in concert. Please go check out our brother. Please support our brother. Let's keep it going. Because really, I have to check myself, because it's so easy to get up here and just talk. But him getting up there and do what he did and do that in 12 minutes, I mean, someone reminded me that he's 45 years old and he still did that. He really did that. Roller skates and everything. It was cute. It was really cute. I liked it, Usher. Usher, Usher. Oh. You know, I was dying to see that move that he does with Chris Brown when he's wearing the white. Where I just wanna be the one to do you right, right? You know that song? And he's doing that walk, and it's like that crip walk, and he's just, convulsing in the chest. I don't know. I know y'all know what move I'm talking about. And he's moving his hand like a robot, and he's moving like a robot, and he's going in, and I can't believe he did that. I can't believe he did that. It was so dope. It was so dope. That's signature. Good job, Usher. Keep it up, black man. We love you. Yeah, you rocked. You rocked. I think at first I was kind of like, it wasn't that good, but then I had to check myself. That was dope. You really got up there and you did that. And you put that time in and you did that work. And that's why it's kind of nice to surround yourself with people that are educated. Like, it made me realize that too tonight. Like, it's dope when you're around people that, it's not about the paper, it's not about going to college and being educated per se in a university setting. And it's not about, it's just like when I say that someone is educated, like they're educated in life. They have street smart, they have book smart, they have common sense, they have a different kind of smarts in life, and you're able to teach them something. It kind of reminds me about this what this guy said on Instagram. Like, especially with women, you have to be able to surround yourself. And I believe that whether it's someone that's your lover, someone that's your friend, a companion, anyone, they have to be able to be taught in life. And you know this because they either went and got an education, or they, worked a job, or like, but you have to be, because you have to be able to teach somebody how to do a particular job. So the fact that they're able to learn something, they would be able to learn whatever they need to make your relationship what you need it to be. So it's important to be around someone that is able to learn. And I try to keep myself open in that aspect, and it's so not easy because, like, I used to feel like I know it all. I know it all. When you're young, like, I know it all. I know it all. Like, you don't know nothing. But yeah, so being able to be around certain types of people, whether that those people are very driven and those people are very focused and dedicated, like, and they're gonna support you, like, whether it's your weight loss journey, whether it's your job, your romantic, like, there's a different type of support that comes from people that have struggled and gone through something in life. But educated people are really dope, and educated people really make this world do what it do. So you want, just remember, find good friends, good lovers, good companions, good everybody, and learn from each other. Like, we're learning from each other here on this show, being able to teach each other a thing or two. You know, I share with you, you share with me, we take it, we give it. It's kind of dope. Yeah, so I don't know how I got there because I was talking about Usher, and yeah, that's the thing with this mind of mine. It just goes, it's just everywhere and nowhere. But yeah, so buy Usher tickets. Go see Usher 2024. Let's support the brother. Let's make it real. Let's make it good for him. He deserves it. He's been entertaining us for years. He's been entertaining us forever. So we're gonna do this for you, Usher. Yeah. All right. So it's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Well, no, let me not even wrap it up real quick. Let me just say that just getting on here tonight just to talk with y'all, I'm really humbled and thankful for it. It feels really good just to be able to get on here and talk. I am on my journey and the evolution of Dr. J, the evolution of the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm in awe every time I just sit here and just talk to y'all. It feels so good. Like, thank you, y'all, for listening and for tuning in. Yeah. Okay. So, it's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water, suck in your belly, and mind your business. Ah! Oh my God.